From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi military commanders say they have gained control of the main government compound in the contested city of Ramadi, and that engineers were still clearing the site of explosive devices left behind by fleeing Islamic State fighters. Australian National University scholar Amin Saikal speaks with VOA about what has happened in Ramadi.
I think it is a major loss for the Islamic State and certainly an important gain for the Iraqi forces as well as the U.S.-led international coalition, which has been providing a lot of air support to the Iraqi forces.
After months of preparation, Iraqi forces pushed into the center of the city last week in a concerted effort to recapture Ramadi that fell to the IS fighters in May. Afghanistan and Pakistan have pledged to jointly work for an early resumption of peace talks between Kabul and the Taliban and sternly deal with the insurgent groups who refuse to quit violence and join the process. The pledge came Sunday during talks in Kabul between visiting Pakistani military chief General Rahil Sharif and Afghan leaders. Two sides also agreed to convene next month in an inaugural meeting of the recently formed steering committee comprising Afghanistan, Pakistan, Chinese, and American officials mandated to oversee and monitor the reconciliation process. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for a Sunday attack in northeastern Kenya that killed at least two police officers, wounded two others. The attack on a military convoy occurred as it left the town of Al-Waq, bound for Mandera near the Somali border. This is VOA News. International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda will be closing its doors, and it'll do so at month's end. The tribunal, established by the UN Security Council in 1994 after the genocide in which the Hutu militants killed more than 800,000 Tutsis and politically moderate Hutus, has indicted 93 people, 8 of whom remain at large, convicted 61, and acquitted 14. The Rwanda Tribunal paved the way for the establishment of the International Criminal Court, the ICC, in The Hague. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni is hosting talks today among rival Burundian factions in a bid to end months of political violence there that's killed hundreds and forced tens of thousands from their homes. A government delegation is taking part in talks with members of the opposition and civil society in Entebbe, outside of Kampala. Unrest in Burundi was sparked by the decision in April by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a controversial third term in office, a move critics say violates the country's constitution and the Arusha Agreement ending civil war. 54-member African Union has approved a 5,000-strong peacekeeping force to be deployed in Burundi, a move opposed by the government in Bujumbura. AU insists it has no agenda other than to assist the government and the people of Burundi in their hour of need. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has condemned some Muslim countries over striking Shiites in Yemen and arming extremists in Iraq and Syria. Rouhani asks, does undermining Syria benefit the Muslim world? Does weakening Syria benefit its Muslim neighbors? Does the destruction of Syria lead to the strengthening of others and countries in the region? He was addressing the opening ceremony of the 29th Annual International Islamic Unity Conference in Tehran. Attacks by Muslim rebels on Christian villages in the southern Philippines has left more than one dozen people dead. A regional military spokeswoman said the clashes occurred in three different provinces in Mindanao. Estimated 200 rebels were involved in at least 8 attacks during 2 days. Mindanao, home to well over 20 million people, is the only area in the Philippines with a sizable Muslim population. Some of the insurgents involved in the attacks had pledged their allegiance to the Islamic State militants. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.